My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He is the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. We've asked him to respond to the news that President Trump and congressional Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have agreed to enshrine the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, into law in exchange for enhanced border security that has yet to be defined. So what does he think about that? Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's listen, first of all, to a couple of comments from the president. These were comments that he made on Thursday before heading to Florida to survey hurricane damage. First of all, he responded to the fact that legislation to enshrine DACA into statute is going forward, and they also agreed not to even include funding for the wall that he's talked so much about. Here's what he said about that.
The wall will come later. We're right now renovating large sections of wall, massive sections, making it brand new. We're doing a lot of renovation. We're building four different samples of the wall to see which one we're going to choose. And the wall is going to be built. It'll be funded a little bit later.
And here's what else he had to say about what he wants in the current legislation.
We met last night with, as you know, Schumer, Pelosi, and a whole group. And I think we're fairly close, but we have to get massive border security.
So, first of all, your overall reaction, Mark, to the fact that just a few days after sunsetting DACA, he's ready to enshrine it into law with yet-to-be-defined border security terms.
Well, I'm afraid the president is getting rolled. He made clear that he wanted Congress to do something about DACA and, presumably give them some kind of legal status. I'm actually for that. But the question is, what kind of deal do you make? What kind of provisions do you include in a bill like that to make sure that an amnesty of maybe 700,000 or 800,000 people doesn't do more harm than good, doesn't cause new illegal immigration, doesn't drive a surge in legal immigration as the relatives of all of these people now would get to come in? That's the discussion we need to have, and the discussion the president could have sparked by saying, I'm all for, letting these people stay because they signed up for Obama's program in good faith. It was an illegal program, but it's not their fault. I don't like it, but, let's work out something, but let's make sure we've got the enforcement stuff and the legal immigration cuts in place that we need to have to limit the damage of this amnesty. And then the discussion would be about that. Instead, he simply let Chuck set the terms of this debate. It's really unfortunate because Chuck Schumer has been doing immigration for 30 years. He was responsible for the 1986 amnesty, the last push to get it over. He was in the House of Representatives then. He was the motivating force behind the Gang of Eight amnesty that passed the Senate, barely failed. It didn't come up for a vote in the House, but might well have. And now he's pushing, he's taking this latest opportunity. And President Trump doesn't know anything about the immigration issue. So Schumer tells him, well, this wouldn't be an amnesty, Mr. President, because they wouldn't get citizenship. And Trump then just mouths those cliches that we've been hearing now for years that are just, straight out false. The president has no idea about any of this stuff. I'm happy to stipulate that he is good at real estate deals. That may well be the case. But dealing with mobbed-up labor bosses and crooked building inspectors, those guys are much more reliable negotiating partners than Chuck Schumer. And the president just is like a babe in the woods. He's getting taken for a ride.
This was largely, the broader issue of immigration was his signature issue in the 2016 campaign. So I think a lot of his supporters are going to be surprised to hear you say that he doesn't know anything about the issue. What was it that he latched on to? Was it just understanding the frustration people had with this issue without getting into the details? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. He understood this is something that people are angry about. And, in a gut sense, he shares that anger. I'm not saying this is all lies and cynicism on his part, but he doesn't know anything about it. And his reaction to it was the kind of sort of knee-jerk reaction you see from somebody on Twitter. Yeah, let's have a wall and let's deport all the criminals. That's fine, but more to it. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can be duped and taken advantage of by people who do know what they're doing, which is to say Chuck Schumer. And, you know, I don't actually care about a wall on the border. I mean, we've got a lot of border structures, fences. They call them walls anyway already in a lot of places. We put a lot of money into Border Patrol agents. We do a lot better than we used to. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than it used to be. We need enforcement in other places. We need to arrest some employers that are hiring illegal aliens. That's the kind of thing we need. But for the president, it was all just an applause line. Build the wall. Everybody applauded. And it's like, oh, great. So I'll keep saying that. And nobody's remembering about the Mexico paying for it thing anymore, which was baloney. It was never going to happen anyway. So it's not so much that the president lied or, you know, tricked people during the campaign, anything like that. I don't believe that's the case. I think he just sort of went with the flow. People were cheering, and so he kept saying stuff. And now he's got to deal with reality and doesn't really know what the issues are in immigration. And there's really only one immigration hardliner left in the entire White House. This is Stephen Miller. Everybody else has been purged. So he's just listening to the advice of the liberal Democrats that he surrounded himself with and the other people in the White House. In other words, anybody in a position of authority, either a liberal Democrat or is a non-political retired general, who really don't have strong political views. They just sort of want stuff to be fixed, you know, that sort of thing, make things work better. And that's a recipe for the president alienating himself from his base.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. And Mark, you touched on this briefly, but talk about what you think needs to get into this same legislation as the DACA authorization in order to make this palatable.
Well, the one side is legalizing the DACAs, not the whole DREAM Act, which would be, you know, open a whole new can of worms for people. I'm talking about just the people who got work permits under this illegal program of Obama. They don't deserve them. Like I said, it was illegal, but as a prudent humanitarian measure, I'm for upgrading their work permits to real lawful status in the United States. But every amnesty, and that's what this is, it's an amnesty. You let illegals stay, that's an amnesty. Everyone always draws new illegal immigration into the country, and then causes a surge of legal immigration down the stream as their relatives come in. So you have to deal with those two things. One, the most important enforcement thing to prevent or limit future illegal immigration is something called E-Verify. It's an online free system. A lot of people use it already. And the point of it is, when you take the info from somebody for Social Security and IRS, when you hire somebody, you have to do that anyway, this just allows you to check online to see whether the person is lying to you or not. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good, and it makes it much harder for illegals to get jobs. So that's one part of it. The other part is that once these people get legal status, real proper legal status, they can start petitioning for their relatives to come in as immigrants, and their parents specifically. Once the young people get citizenship, they can bring their parents in with no numerical limits. Well, their parents knew what they were doing when they came here. They weren't children. They don't deserve the benefit from this amnesty. So what we need is to change the family immigration system so it only focuses on husbands, wives, and little kids, and not all these other adult relative categories we have now. And that's what a piece of legislation that actually already exists called the RAISE Act, like giving somebody a raise. That's been introduced in the Senate by Senator Tom Cotton, and taking at least pieces of that and putting it into a DACA deal is essential. So E-Verify plus the RAISE Act, combine it with DACA, then you have something that you can then sell to the public. So the point is, you package a trade-off, you could sell it, but all Trump is doing is pushing the Schumer half of the package and not insisting on anything to limit the damage.
Lastly, in her briefing on Thursday, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi seemed to suggest they'd warm up to border security. In one phrase, she said it could be part of the same bill. At another point, she said it would be perhaps part of a separate bill. I'm guessing that from your perspective, this has to be all in one, because if you go with DACA first, you're suspecting the Democrats won't go for much in return in a separate piece of legislation.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely has to be in one piece, because if they get everything they want, then it'll be just like 1986, where they got their amnesty first and the enforcement never happened. But what I'm afraid of is that if the enforcement part of this deal is border security, as there is what the president said, what Nancy Pelosi said, that's you know, we've already got a lot of border security. We don't even necessarily need more. I mean, there are places where I would like more, but we need it in other places. What they're that would just be basically a fake thing to get the bill passed, the amnesty passed, and then they welch on that, you know, on the funding, and they don't go through with it. And it's really, it would just be a repeat of the 1986 fiasco.
Wow. Well, we'll be watching. We'll see exactly what he means by massive border security, and we'll see if it's some of those priorities that you mentioned. Mark, thanks very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.